Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the second of three programs featuring Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, and live recordings from the late 30s to the early 60s. Ellington was one of the most brilliant, prolific, adventurous, inventive, charming, gifted, hardworking, and influential jazz musicians and composers of the 20th century. He made hundreds of recordings, wrote thousands of tunes, performed all over the world, and continuously maintained a working band for over four decades. In this hour, we'll hear some of Ellington's finest live concert recordings from the early 40s, from the Cotton Club, and at Carnegie Hall. This is Duke's well-known C-Jam Blues, performed live in the early 50s, featuring Ray Nance on violin, Russell Prokop clarinet, and Britt Woodman trombone. Thank you. Sea Jam Blues from a rare tape of the Ellington Band live in Portland in 1952 or 53, which I am featuring throughout this three-part series of Ellington Live. More from that just ahead. Also this hour, Duke Live at the Cotton Club at Carnegie Hall, and from the legendary 1940 Fargo, North Dakota transcriptions on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. In the Ellington Band, musicians stayed exceptionally long periods of time, often decades, and it was said that you could still be the new guy after 5 years. That fact made even more shocking the 1951 departures of his biggest star, Johnny Hodges, trombonist Lawrence Brown, a nearly 20-year veteran of the band, and drummer Sonny Greer, who'd been with Duke for more than three decades. Recovering quickly from this stunning blow, Duke hired several musicians away from the Harry James Band. In what the music press called the Great James Robbery, he rehired his former valve trombonist Juan Tizol from James, along with alto saxist Willie Smith and energetic young drummer Louis Belson, a veteran of the Dorsey and Benny Goodman bands. Other new reinforcements included trombonist Britt Woodman, tenor man Paul Gonsalves, and two young trumpeters, Willie Cook and Clark Terry. Those who at the time prematurely predicted Duke's decline, downfall, or even retirement were proven wrong. Just listen to the power and enthusiasm of the band playing At Sundown, live in Portland in the early 50s on this rare tape I've restored. It opens with drummer Louis Belson and bassist Wendell Marshall.
And now our bassist Wendell Marshall for counter melody. And now the piano player moves in.
And now one of our phenomenal trombone players, Britt Woodman plays his conception of sultry serenade. Britt Woodman.
Very nice. Live rare tapes of the Duke Ellington Orchestra in Portland in the early 50s. We heard Sultry Serenade and At Sundown. This is Ellington Live on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Rathauer. Thanks for joining me. The Fargo, North Dakota concert, though occasionally issued on CD and LP, but only well known among true Dukeophiles, remains among Ellington's best early live recordings. The band was at a creative high point, despite the recent departure of trumpeter Cootie Williams. Ellington had recently added bassist Jimmy Blanton, tenor sax giant Ben Webster, arranger Billy Strayhorn, and just days earlier, singer, violinist, and trumpeter Ray Nance, who ably took Cootie's trumpet chair. Even in November, Fargo was unseasonably balmy and pleasant that year, particularly as the band was just returning from frigid Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The program opener, despite some audio difficulties, is Duke's Erie, The Mooch. So-called jungle music from the Cotton Club era, Johnny Hodges taking charge on alto sax. Hodges, of course, a complete master of the alto saxophone, both in technical skill and emotional expression. As the concert proceeded and musicians heard some of the playbacks, they rose to the occasion, as you can hear from their luminous run-through of Duke's brilliant Harlem Airshaft. Outstanding, a superb performance of Duke Ellington's Harlem Airshaft and The Mooch, live in Fargo, North Dakota, November 1940, recorded by two young enthusiasts with Duke's permission on a disc recorder. That was long unissued until the 1960s, but is now legendary. I've long wanted to present a program of live Ellington because, as you can hear, there's a spontaneity and edge rarely achieved in the studio, and soloists could develop longer solos without constraint. Still ahead this hour, more live Ellington from Fargo, live at the Cotton Club, and at Carnegie Hall. Here are more inspired performances from the Fargo, North Dakota concert. Never Know Lament, which later became the popular hit Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and the masterful Coco. Melodically and harmonically sophisticated, Coco is among Ellington's best works. Inspired by the legendary frenetic slave dances of New Orleans Congo Square, the band gave it a brilliant performance in November of 1940. Never Know Lament, which was the melody Duke later used for his hit Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and Coco, from a legendary live performance. It's not clear whether it was a dance date or a concert or a little of both, in Fargo, North Dakota, in 1940. On this second of a three-part series, Duke Ellington Live. The Jazz Rhythm website, where you can explore early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites, or request program playlists, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. More Ellington Now, live from Fargo in 1940. Stompy Jones. Duke Ellington, live in Fargo, North Dakota in 1940, on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer.